government bought it.
Oh,
but they left him 10 acres, and we have 10 acres here. Well, that left him out of the 80, it left him 60 acres. And he didn't have room for his cows. So he moved over into Sherwood. He got a big acreage there, way back. And the Sherwood's done grown over. He's not building houses all over the place. They had to buy it because it was in the, that big place was in their way.
Oh, I see.
So they had to move again.
Oh.
But then I have 10 acres of the home place. I stayed at home and my brother went to work. And my sister was in school in town. Didn't have a school out here. So I had to stay at home. And I took care, helped take care of things. And then when I got married, they gave me this 10 acres. That's how come I got it, otherwise I wouldn't have it.
Uh-huh.
It runs back 5 acres long and 2 acres wide. So, well, I've moved around a little bit, but not too much.
But not really all that?
No, not that much.
Would you mind if we shut
that? Yeah.
Just because that table.
I can turn this down and I'll shut it too.
Well, I won't, don't touch, shut so he can't hear it. I won't.
He's reading the paper.
What's behind this door? I don't know what's behind this door. I won't. I won't. I won't. I can't get back in here unless I open the door and hang up everything. Oh, see if I can get. Yeah. Well, that's all right. That's all right. I have to get there. When I get up in the morning, I feel like quilting a quilt and I get tired and I straighten up my house.
Well, if you can't quilt, that's okay. I can get up there. If you talk and quilt at the same time, go ahead.
I know I can, but then this is a pain in the neck anyhow. I don't usually quilt these kind.
Oh, how is this one different? What makes it? I don't know.
It's all puckered up.
Oh, that's what makes
it hard.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
She just didn't make an even. Make a good job of it. Some places.
Oh, I see. She did the top and then you.
Oh,
did
yeah, I just do the quilting. But I do most cross stitch quilts.
Mm-hmm.
That's most what I do. I take one of these once in a while. And I didn't want this one, but I felt sorry for the woman. I'm feeling sorry for myself.
Now you're feeling sorry. Uh-huh.
Now, what else?
Okay. Now, how was this house heated?
Wood stoves.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And many a time we'd have fire in the kitchen, and the kitchen's so doggone cold, it was on the north corner, that we'd take our meals on the tray and go in the living room where we could keep it warmed up, and
heat
the stove.
Uh-huh, because you had a heating stove in there.
Uh-huh.
Well,
our kitchen was pretty good size to work. It took too long for the kitchen stove. Mom would get breakfast ready before it was warm. And the real cold days, we ate in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Our bedroom.
Oh, yeah, it was also very
that
right.
was on the south side. Oh, you'd get up in the morning, it would be so cold, you couldn't hardly stand it.
Mm-hmm.
But the people don't know what they have now.
Yeah, right. Well, now, did very many of the houses have fireplaces? Did you see houses with fireplaces?
Some of the older homes did. Ours didn't have one.
What about the house in the park?
What did that burn? No, I can't tell you.
Well, you know, now houses that had fireplaces, what would they have on the side of the house for the smoke to go out of?
I can't remember what they did with fire. I don't remember seeing a fireplace.
Uh-huh. Oh, you don't?
But they must have had one, or somehow the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I can picture the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And we burned wood in the kitchen stove, I know. But now upstairs, I guess I didn't have to take care of that.
Right.
I stood around watching it. I was hungry. I was in the kitchen. I don't know.
Well, now, people.
I imagine it was wood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it was because I can picture now because things come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
We had wood stacked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Have you ever been over at that place?
No.